60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, you know, every summer, there's always one song that rises to the top of the charts and stands out above all the rest to become known as the song of the summer. Right now, everybody just assumes that it's Justin Bieber, Despacito. Mm-hmm. But there's actually one thing that's quickly climbing to the top of the iTunes charts right now. The song has no hook, no lyrics, no beat, no rhythm, and there's no famous musician attached to it either.
Wow, sounds like something I want to download right away.
Yeah, clickbait.
Yeah.
It's literally almost 10 straight minutes of silence.
Really?
What?
Hooray!
Was it
Hooray!
Some avant-garde artist doing the silent thing again for music?
No, as soon as I tell you why, you guys are going to agree with me. You're going to want to download this because right now it's number 79 on the charts. The Whoa. Song costs 99 cents to download, and it turns out people are buying it for a very good reason.
Okay. Okay?
You know how when you plug your phone into your car to connect via Bluetooth?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
iTunes automatically starts to play the very first track that comes alphabetically in your music library.
Oh yeah. My God, it's so annoying.
It is really
It's the
annoying.
Same song over and over again. And then sometimes I won't realize it until like 10 minutes in. I'm like, oh my God, I've listened to this dumb song for 10 minutes.
Oh, I hate it. There's one, the same song comes on every time. Like I have like PTSD every time I hear it. And I'm like, God, get it off.
It,
I hate this song now. So you put it on and it's just silence. Because the song title is listed A, very good song.
Genius! So
it will always come first in your playlist so that it just starts with silence so you can choose whatever music you want.
Oh my gosh, this is really smart.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is probably going to be the top iTunes charting song ever.
Yeah.
Dude.
For like until the end of time, I think. People are going to be wanting this song.
Just go into your playlist after it plays the one song. It just plays the one song over and over again.
I don't know.
This
I know, it's so,
so
frustrating.
Good.
All the upgrades on iPhone every year.
Yes,
but you can't upgrade
right?
that.
Text in 78592. Should our radio station play the 10 minutes of silent song on repeat? I think we should.
No.
And a lot of times, because I'm really bad at pressing buttons, we have dead air. So we kind of do it by accident sometimes. And it's really good. All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get today?
I got Brooke Fox.
Oh, great. Why not?
And maybe you could sing the silence song before you get shocked.
No!
All right, Brooke is putting on the shock collar.
Like
well, as she does that, Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
These days, Hollywood actors can make hundreds of millions of dollars for a single project, especially if their first film gets turned into an entire movie series. And recently, a list came out of the biggest actor paychecks in film history when it comes to movie franchises.
Oh, no.
Now, despite Robert Downey Jr.'s success as Iron Man in the Avengers movies, he still wasn't able to crack the top five.
What?
Even Harrison Ford in the Indiana Jones films couldn't reach the top spot. So what famous actor is number one, making $315 million on a blockbuster film franchise?
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
God, Robert Downey Jr. couldn't crack the top five. So my first thought is it's... So I always feel like Young Jeffrey's questions are like trick, right? It's not going to be something that we automatically think about. Like...
But I think he's trying to get us there. You literally have to think, what is the biggest, most successful movie franchises with the biggest names in history?
My first thought is any of the Fast and the Furious, right?
Yeah.
So it'd be like Vin Diesel from the Fast and the Furious would be making just buckets of money.
But don't they split those checks kind of? Like, not one person makes the main money in that franchise,
because there's not one standout.
Lead. I mean, Vin Diesel is the lead, but you know what I mean. Like, if I were to think of one, like a really big one, especially that it's owned by Disney, I would think of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Because
you got Johnny Depp.
That's smart.
And he's the
main guy.
And they are just, they like print money for those movies.
Yeah.
But remember,
somehow Johnny Depp can't keep money.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. We reviewed that story a while ago about how he's going broke because he's spending so much money.
It's like literally he could swim in it and he's still going broke.
How sad would that
be? So my other thought is though, animated series and Shrek, I know, is so big.
Yes.
So that would be... Who's in Shrek? I never saw any of the Shrek movies.
That reaches way more audiences because it's kids go too and adults go. Like, it's everyone.
Who's the Shrek movies?
That's
Michael Myers.
Michael Myers.
And then they have Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, remember, this isn't the amount of money that the movie made. It's the amount of money that a single actor made off of the entire franchise.
So it's got to be a big A-lister then if they're getting a huge
I'm actually going to go with Johnny Depp, Pirates of the Caribbean. Because I've read that he, like, had historic amounts of money.
Really?
Recently, a list came out of the biggest actor paychecks in film history when it comes to movie franchises. Number four is Will Smith for the Men in Black movies.
Think of that.
Number three, Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean.
So it can't be number one, too?
No. Second is Keanu Reeves for his role as Neo in the Matrix series.
Oh, yeah.
But the actor who's made the most money off a single blockbuster franchise made $315 million between 1996 up until the present day. And they're still coming out with more films in it, talking about Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
God, I didn't even think about that.
The biggest A-lister.
Yeah, did you see that he got injured on set from a stunt gone wrong?
Trying to jump off a building
or
something.
Yeah, came up short there, buddy.
All right, you got the question wrong, and somebody wanted to hear.
Oh, God.
Alicia Keys, This Girl is on Fire, so you can sing that before you get shocked whenever you're ready.
This is going to be so bad. I apologize, Alicia Keys. This girl is on fire!
That's all we needed. That's all we needed for that.
Moving 92.5.